This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says regional unity vital for disaster and humanitarian crisis response. Nepal honours revered diplomat Sardar Bhimbahadur Pandey with commemorative postage stamp. And US President Donald Trump holds meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders at White House, proposes Putin-Zelensky summit in push to end Ukraine-Russia war. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the importance of regional unity and shared solutions to address disasters and humanitarian crises during his speech at the Nepal Humanitarian Summit 2025 in Kathmandu. Held on World Humanitarian Day under the theme Strengthening Global Solidarity and Empowering Local Communities, the summit highlighted Nepal's ongoing struggle with natural disasters and climate challenges. Minister Lekhak noted that Nepal faces frequent earthquakes, floods, landslides and droughts, worsened by climate change and inequality, with the country's complex geography amplifying these risks. He praised local governments, communities and volunteers as the first responders, highlighting their critical role during the 2015 Gorkha earthquake. He underscored that Nepalese demonstrate remarkable compassion in times of crisis, with humanitarian efforts continuing to grow. Minister Lekhak explained that Nepal's constitution assigns local governments primary responsibility for disaster management, supported by local disaster management committees, emergency operations centers, warehouses, volunteer training, and dedicated funds. The minister stressed prioritizing local leadership in preparedness, risk reduction and reconstruction. He advocated for sustainable financial systems to tackle growing challenges, urging investment in local capacity, volunteer management and governance. He highlighted the government's efforts to scale up investments in community resilience and provide grants of 350,000 to 550,000 rupees for temporary and permanent housing for disaster-affected citizens. Nepal's Postal Service celebrated Sardar Bhimbahadur Pandey, a revered diplomat and historian, by issuing a commemorative postage stamp and first day cancellation during a ceremony in Kathmandu today. Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithibi Subbagurung performed the ceremonial cancellation, hailing it as a tribute to Nepal's nation builders. Minister Gurung said postage stamps preserve the country's history and honor heroes like late Pandey on a global stage. A descendant of patriot Kaji Kalu Pandey, Bhimbahadur Pandey was the first Nepali to earn a postgraduate degree in commerce from India. His contributions to administration, diplomacy, social service and his book, Tes Bahotko Nepal, which means Nepal of that time, chronicling the Rana era, earned him this recognition. Communication Secretary Radhika Arial praised Pandey's administrative brilliance as a lesson for future generations. Director General Manamaya Pangeni Bhattrai called the stamp a historical document, reaffirming the Department of Postal Service's commitment to showcasing Nepal's heroes, culture and indigenous heritage through postal stamps. The China Foundation for Rural Development, CFRD, celebrated a decade of impact in Nepal with a vibrant event in Kathmandu, drawing the participation of Chinese Ambassador Chon Song, CFRD Executive Director Chon Hong Tao, former Deputy Prime Minister Sujata Koirala, and other leaders. China and Nepal's friendship grows stronger through initiatives like CFRDs, Ambassador Chan said, praising the foundation's work in rural development, education and disaster relief during the 70th year of diplomatic ties. He pledged continued support for sustainable development. Vice-chairperson of Nepal's Social Welfare Council, Nanda Lal Maji, lauded CFRD's efforts in building long-term community capacity through education and agriculture. Three Nepali villages, Kim Tang in Nuakot, Kokana and Gotikhel in Lalitpur signed agreements with Sichuan China cooperatives to boost agricultural knowledge and rural revitalization. The event showcased a research publication on CFRD's work, honored NGO partners, and featured stalls displaying products from women beneficiaries of CFRD's livelihood programs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has proposed a trilateral summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a renewed effort to end the war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, the announcement came after Trump hosted Zelensky and key European leaders at the White House for high-level talks. Trump said he had already spoken with Putin and begun preparations for the summit, which would follow a bilateral meeting between the Russian and Ukrainian leaders. Zelensky described his talks with Trump as best so far and said he is ready for direct message and meeting with Putin. While Moscow has not confirmed the summit, a Russian official said both leaders supported continued direct talks between their delegations. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed the outcome of the meeting and emphasized that no decision should be made about Ukraine without Ukraine. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz urged Trump to pressure Russia for a ceasefire and said Putin had agreed to a bilateral meeting with 2 weeks. Likewise, French President Emmanuel Macron echoed the call for a ceasefire and suggested that European forces might need to assist Ukraine on the ground. Hamas has accepted a new ceasefire and hostage release proposal brokered by regional mediators, according to a source in the group. According to the BBC, the plan led by Egypt and Qatar is based on a framework introduced in June by U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff. Under the proposal, Hamas would release around half of the 50 remaining Israeli hostages, 20 of whom are believed to be alive, in 2 phases during an initial 60-day truce. The deal also includes provisions for negotiations toward a permanent ceasefire. Israel has not officially responded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office stated last week that Israel would only agree to deal if all hostages were released once. In a video released after the news of Hamas approval, Netanyahu did not directly address the proposal, but said it showed Hamas was under immense pressure. Israeli military chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir said the war was at a turning point, with operations now focused on intensifying strikes in Gaza City. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said India and China should view each other as partners rather than adversaries or threats as he arrived for a 2-day visit to Delhi yesterday. Yi met with Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar, only the second such meeting between the two sides since the year 2020, when deadly clashes in the Galwan Valley in Ladakh, a disputed Himalayan border region, led to a complete breakdown of ties between the two countries. Relations are now on a positive trend towards cooperation, Yi said, ahead of a meeting with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Jaishankar said that India and China were seeking to move ahead from a difficult period in their ties. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and at 1 or 2 places of Madhes Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of Kosi Province and Bagmati Province. Also, there is chance of very heavy rainfall in Kosi Province and in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki Provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says regional unity vital for disaster and humanitarian crisis response. Nepal honors Sardar Bhimbadur Pandey with commemorative postage stamp. And U.S. President Donald Trump holds meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders. At White House proposes Putin-Zelensky summit in push to end the Ukraine war. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.